Hi everyone. How good to see your indoor and outdoor spaces, our temple under the big top. Seems like a really sweet time to gather. I'm a wee bit foggy this afternoon. I got my flu shot yesterday and I had a long nap today in the early afternoon. So we'll see if I stop making any sense, somebody wave or something. And meanwhile, welcome. It's really, I find myself excited to be here with you all. So let's begin with some meditation. And just by way of beginning that, I just want to kind of bring in thoughts that I sent out as a little reminder that we're going to continue our exploration from last week of the little story about Robert Aitken's early experience with Zen in a Japanese prison camp, where he asked his teacher, "We vow sentient beings are numberless. I vow to save them all." Hui. How can we possibly do that? And his teacher's reply, we include them. We include them. It's what we do. This includes us. So sitting into the meditation, we can allow this sense beginning by including what's beneath us, including the earth that holds us here, whether we're sitting on the ground or on the 14th floor, that we belong to physically. And everything that nourishes us. Everything that goes into our being a being. So including below, including within our innards. Isn't it a wonderful word? I love those Anglo-Saxon words, our innards. And including the medium that connects us to everyone, everything. And all the beings, seen and unseen. We include them. This holds you. this pull of earth that we experience as weight. This live space around you, unlimited. That your skin breathes in and out. It holds you. It accepts what you offer and offers what you need. You can rest in it. It holds you. You rely on room to breathe, room through which light travels into you. You include it. It holds you. The sounds traveling hold you here. You rely on them, like it or not. We call it here. This momentum, this ongoingness of including and being included. Resting here, it's astonishing. And there's no need to exclude anything. When we notice judgments arriving, something we want to push away, we can just rest in here. Can you feel your heart gently rocking you? I found myself today thinking about a koan that's very familiar to some of you for autumn. Someone asked, when the trees wither, the leaves fall, what is happening? And the teacher responded, golden wind is revealing itself, or body exposed in golden wind. I love the doubleness of that translation, because if you consider both senses of it, you completely exposed in wind, completely exposed as wind, golden wind revealing itself. The spirit of autumn, the sensation of everything passing through, right through, right through everything, right through you. Wind passing through, sound passing through, light passing through, emotions passing through. And that name of the spirit of autumn being golden wind, The golden part is interesting because if we just sort of with our minds think of, okay, you know, when everything falls, the vastness or emptiness reveals itself. We can think that way. And yet the feeling of it in the heart doesn't have to be, isn't, I think, necessarily a feeling of desolation or loss. It's actually a feeling of love, a feeling of being beloved. Everything coming through. The veils are thin between the worlds. The ancestors are near. Feels as if that golden wind includes them as well. The presence of life and death. And the details, the leaf mold on the ground that will protect millions of little beings through the winter. What about the tiny beings of ourselves? Golden wind. The immensity of this ongoingness. We include them. And each of us, a universe, already, and all the universes of you and tree and small bird and leaf mold and the huge events of the world and each other, talking to each other in ways we can't begin to fathom. I was reminded of the things that I haven't been able to fathom, the things that have been reminders of this wonder in my life. And a couple of them sort of came up, and some of you have heard a couple of these before. One of them happened a long time ago when my brother Tom was a reporter in Philadelphia, and I was in Chicago in graduate school, and we didn't talk all that often. But I had a dream one night that Tom was in Pittsburgh at the top of a tall hospital building. And I was like, huh? So I woke up and called in the morning. And Tom had been to Pittsburgh, had been at the top of a tall, tall building. And meanwhile, he had been reporting on a motorcycle gang, and he'd gone into a bar and got hit over the head with a bottle, and ended up in the hospital. So in my dream, those three different elements of what was happening to him were just all kind of present together. But huh? Really? You know, we include each other in ways we just don't begin to understand. And another time when living in Hawaii, Fred and I were walking down the road to our house on William Henry Road in Kaneohe, and I said, "There's a letter from Peter in the mailbox." And Peter was a good friend and an old boyfriend I hadn't been in touch with at all. And there was a letter from Peter in the mailbox. How, what? You know? Or when Joe, as a teenager, was off in Utah backpacking with his buddies right after high school ended, right after graduation. And I was standing at the kitchen sink, it was getting towards evening, and all of a sudden I just heard, and it's not like a sound, but I just heard Joe. And I was like, huh, it's getting dark. I wonder if they, you know, I hope they're safely back at their camp. And the phone rang, and it was Joe, and they had gotten lost, but they had made it back to camp before dark. And so I think there's a lot more that we include. Those are easy to think of because they are loved ones, you know? But I think that we are much more including things all the time than we tend to think. And with practice, actually, we get a little bit more porous in that way, and we're likely to notice things, and we learn to pay attention to them. And this morning, in our meditation, Van kindly brought in some thoughts and a little bit of practice for us with Tonglen. And it occurred to me that Tonglen is a purposeful embodiment of this reality that we offer, a reflection of the way in which we are beloved, the way in which we are held in this world, and then the natural, universal, always there, rising up from the depths of, from somewhere, from the vastness of that desire to, for all to be well, in which we deliberately, as practice, receive the stuff that we are inclined to block out, the stuff that we habitually, when we're not resting in the actual nature of moment-to-moment life, we habitually want to push away the suffering of all of us. We include them. We include the dark icky of ourselves, the dark icky of our sorrow about those who are ill, those who are at war, those who are hungry, and those who are in pain. And that in us, which is that, we include them. And we include them in this sensory, sensual, essential way of breathing in. We let them in, we breathe them in for ourselves, for others. And in a way, that's just a dissolving of a barrier that isn't real. And as we then also can, as Van pointed out this morning, realize that around this world at any time, there are others breathing out lightness and ease and well-being for us. That comes in too, and there's a flow of our offering that we don't have to generate. Just by our saying yes. Yes, this. And I love the way the Jane Hirschfield poem Tree. Reflects and in such a gentle way our ambivalence about our place and how we and the coming and going and the vulnerability of being alive. So vulnerable to be alive. So I'll just read it and we can go back into the meditation for a bit. I'll read it into the meditation. It is foolish to let a young redwood grow next to a house. Even in this one lifetime, you will have to choose. That great calm being, this clutter of soup pots and books, already the first branch tips brush at the window. Softly, calmly, immensity taps at your life. There's a saying that eternity is in love with the products of time. Could it be that the great calm redwood outside the window loves your pots and pans?